This week, as we reported on that deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa, we've heard that the highly contagious virus would actually have a very hard time spreading here in the U.S. We hope that's the case, though it is not the case with another tropical disease we want to tell you about now. It cannot kill you or make you bleed from the eyes and ears the way Ebola can, but it has just shown up in the U.S. for the first time. The disease is called chikungunya, and health authorities in Florida have just identified what they say are the first two cases of the nasty disease that were clearly acquired here in the U.S. Carrie Arnold has been covering the story for Nova Next. That's a news site from the PBS science program Nova. What is chikungunya anyway, Carrie?
Chikungunya is a virus that's transmitted by mosquitoes. It's basically been limited to southeastern Africa, but beginning in the 1950s or 60s, the virus began to spread. And last November or December, it arrived in the Caribbean and it caused a major outbreak there.
And like malaria, chikungunya is passed by mosquitoes. Is it related to malaria? Are the symptoms similar?
The symptoms are most closely related to dengue virus in that it causes extreme joint pain and rash.
Right. And presumably pretty debilitating. If you get chikungunya, you probably can't do a whole lot except lie down.
Basically, yes, that's how the virus got its name. It comes from an African name, which means that which bends over, because a lot of people who are sick are in such pain that they can't even sit up.
So tell us about these cases that have these two new cases here in the U.S., because prior to these two cases, I gather people had contracted the disease somewhere else and brought chikungunya here. What's different with these cases?
Right. What's different with these cases, and I believe I read a report overnight that another locally acquired case was reported in Palm Beach County in Florida, yes, that appears to be unrelated to the previous two cases. What makes this really worrisome for public health officials is that it appears that the virus is now in the local mosquito population. Aedes aegypti, which is the species of mosquito that's transmitting the virus in the Caribbean, so it has a chance of causing a much larger outbreak, because anyone who is bitten by this Aedes aegypti mosquito is vulnerable to the disease.
So can we expect chikungunya to start spreading within Florida and beyond Florida?
Possibly. Most of the researchers that I talked to have been predicting small localized outbreaks. It's not the big outbreaks you're going to see with, say, West Nile, where it just spread across the country in a massive wave. It's only spread by Aedes aegypti, which is located in pretty limited localized areas of southern Florida and the South Gulf Coast.
Mm. I'm curious, too, is the range of these mosquitoes expanding with climate change?
Yes. I mean, that's definitely a concern in public health. But honestly, what's really been driving the spread of Aedes aegypti and the closely related Aedes albopictus, which is also known as the Asian tiger mosquito, has been human travel, human commerce, that type of thing.
What measures has the state of Florida taken?
They're working on mosquito control measures, which is pretty much the only way to control this disease. And some of that does involve insecticide use. And others of it involves making sure there's no standing water available where mosquitoes can breed. But Aedes albopictus can breed in as little as a tablespoon of water, which makes eliminating all water sources where it can breed really, really difficult.
What's a cure? Is there any kind of...
There isn't. Pill? It's a virus, and people are working on vaccines, but there's still no cure. It's basically fluids and rest and painkillers, things like acetaminophen, that kind of thing.
Carrie Arnold of Nova Next, thanks very much.
Thank you.